Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Sefer Torah Perek Chet. We've already mentioned at least three times in these halachot, once each in the context of Tfilin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah, the concepts of Parsha Ptucha and Parsha Stuma. In the cases of Tfilin and Sefer Torah, the text is valid only if each Parsha is written in the proper one of these two forms. In this perek, the Rambam explains exactly how each of these types of parshiot is written, and each has more than one possible form. Following this explanation, and taking up most of the space in this perek, is an exhaustive list of every parsha in all of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, together with a specification of whether each is petucha or stuma. The perek ends with a discussion of how to write the two shirot of Hazinu and Shirat Hayam. Halacha Aleph. Parsha Ptucha yesh la shtei tzurot. Im gamar be'emtza shita, maniach shara shita panui, umatchil parsha shi ptucha mitchilat hashita shnia. Bamed dvarim amurim, shenishar min hashita revach kishiur teisha otiot, aval im lo nishar ela ma'at, o im gamar besofa shita, maniach shita shnia kula pnuya b'lo ktav, umatchil parsha ptucha mitchilat shita shlishit. A parsha ptucha has two forms. If the previous parsha ended in the middle of a line, with a space of at least nine letters remaining until the end of the line, recall from Perek Zayin that the space between parshiot is supposed to be that of nine letters, then that space is left blank, and the parsha ptucha begins at the start of the next line. But if the space until the end of the line is less than nine letters, or if there is no space at all because the previous parsha ended at the very end of a line, then an entire line is left blank, and the parsha ptucha begins at the beginning of the following line. Halacha bet. Ufarsha stuma yesh la shalosh tzurot. Im gamar be'emtza shita, maniach revach kashiur, umatchil lichtov besof hashita, mitchilat ha-parasha shi stuma, ad shi matzei ha-revach ba'emtza. Vim lo nishar min hashita kedei laniach ha-revach kashiur, v'lichtov besof hashita teva achat, yaniach ha-kol panui, v'yaniach ma'at revach merosh shita shnia, v'yatchil lichtov ha-parasha stuma me'emtza shita. Vim gamar besof hashita, maniach mitchilat shita shnia kashiur ha-revach, umatchil lichtov ha-parasha stuma me'emtza hashita. A parsha stuma has three forms. If the previous parsha ends with enough room to leave a space of nine letters and then write at least the first word of the parsha stuma at the end of that line, then this is what is done. If there isn't this much space left in the line, then that small space that is there is left open, and some additional space is left at the start of the next line. Altogether, the two spaces should be at least that of nine letters. And the parsha stuma begins in the middle of that line. If the previous parsha ends at the very end of a line, then nine letters worth of space is left at the beginning of the next line, and the parsha stuma begins in the middle of that line, just after the space. The Rambam summarizes at the end of the halacha. Nimtzeita omer sheparsha ptucha tchilata b'tchilat hashita leolam, uparsha stuma tchilata mi'emtz hashita leolam. A parsha ptucha always begins at the beginning of a line, and a parsha stuma always begins in the middle of a line. The Rush gives very different definitions of each type of parsha. In his understanding, whenever there is a space of length at least nine letters from the start of the parsha extending to the right side of the column, or from the end of the previous parsha extending to the left side of the column, this qualifies as a parsha ptucha. It has a petach, an opening, to the space between the columns. A parsha is stuma if there is no such opening, either because the parsha begins on the same line that the previous one ends, or if the previous one ends at the end of a line, and this parsha begins at the start of a line, even if there is a full blank line between them. It emerges that the only case which both opinions, the Rambam and the Rush, consider to be ptucha is the first case the Rambam described, a space of at least nine letters at the end of the line in which the last parsha ended, and this parsha begins at the beginning of the following line. The second case of ptucha, according to the Rambam, with a full blank line between parshiot, would be considered stuma by the Rush. Similarly, the only case which both opinions consider to be stuma is the first case the Rambam described as stuma, ending the previous parsha and beginning this one in the same line, with nine letters of space in between. The last two cases, in which the parsha begins in the middle of a line, just after a space, are considered ptucha by the Rush. Because of this machloket between two major Rishonim and the disqualification of any Sefer Torah in which even one parsha is written in the wrong manner, the Shulchan Aruch recommends that every parsha p'tucha be written in only one way, namely the way which both the Rambam and the Rosh consider p'tucha, and similarly, every parsha stuma should be written only in the one way which both consider stuma. The Rama adds that if this is impossible, then one should follow the Rambam's classification of Petucha and Stuma, as his is considered more authoritative. Nonetheless, he agrees that a Sefer Torah written according to the rules laid down by the Rush should not be considered invalid, even when it contradicts those of the Rambam, and it may be used. Halacha Gimel. Sefer sheino muga b'malei v'chaser efshar l'takno l'agio, kamo shebiarnu. Aval im ta'a b'revach ha'parshiot, v'chatav stuma p'tucha o p'tucha stuma, o shehifsik b'revach v'hiniach panui b'makom she'en bo parasha, o shekatav k'darko, v'lo hifsik b'revach b'makom ha'parasha, o sheshina tzurot hashirot, harei ze pasal, v'ein lo takana ela l'salek et kol adaf sheta'abo. Unlike mistakes in writing individual letters, which can often be corrected in a Sefer Torah, as described in the last parak, a mistake of mixing up a parsha p'tucha and parsha stuma cannot be fixed. And similarly, if the sofer forgets to leave a break where there is supposed to be a space between parshiot and writes it all as one parsha, or if he leaves a break and separates into two parshiot what is not supposed to be two parshiot, it is supposed to be one parsha, or if he wrote either of the shirot in the Torah, Shirat Hayam and Shirat Hazinu, incorrectly. In these situations, the entire column of text must be rewritten. Halacha Dalet. ולפי שראיתי שיבוש גדול בכל הספרים שראיתי בדברים אלו, וכן בעלי המסורת שכותבים ומחברים להודיע הסתומות והפתוחות נחלקים בדברים אלו, כמחלוקת הספרים שסומכים עליהם, ראיתי לכתוב הנה כל פרשיות התורה הסתומות והפתוחות וצורות השירות כדי לתקן עליהם כל הספרים ולהגיע מהן. Because I have seen serious mistakes in many Sifrei Torah, says the Rambam, and because there are debates among people bearing different traditions regarding which parshiot are ptuchot and which are stumot, I decided to write both a list of all the parshiot in the Torah to clarify which type each one is, as well as the correct form for writing each of the two shirot in the Torah. This can then be used by anyone who wishes to check and correct any Sefer Torah in his possession. And how did the Rambam arrive at this authoritative list? He goes on to explain. V'sefer shesamachnu alaf bidvarim elu hu ha-sefer hayadua b'mitzrayim shu kolel arba'a ve'esrim svarim sh'ayab yushalayim mikama shanim lahagia menu ha-svarim v'alav hayu akol somchin lefi shehigiho ben asher v'digdek bo shanim v'higiho pa'amim rabot kamo she'etiku v'alav samachti b'sefer Torah shekatavti kilchato. The Rambam used a well-known Sefer Torah in Egypt, really part of a Tanakh, containing the proper text of all 24 books of Tanakh, which had been originally in Yerushalayim, and was checked and corrected by the great Baal HaMasorah of the 10th century named Aharon ben Asher. This text used by the Rambam is known today as the Aleppo Codex, or Keter Aram Tzova in Hebrew. And the parts which still exist are considered among the most authoritative texts of the Tanakh in existence. It received its name because it was taken to Aleppo sometime in the 14th century and was stored in a synagogue there for more than 500 years. In 1947, the synagogue was burnt down during anti-Jewish riots, and the manuscript went missing. The parts which survived the fire resurfaced about a decade later and are now housed in the Shrine of the Book, or Heichal HaSefer, in the Israel Museum in Jerusalem. After the list of parshiot in each of the five chumashim, the Rambam explains how Shirat HaZinu is written. Each line has text at the beginning, then a space, then more text at the end of the line. The Shira is written in 67 lines, and the Rambam gives a list of the first word in each line, and the first word after the space in the middle of each line. The Shulchan Aruch modifies slightly the Rambam's description, and in practice, Shirat HaZinu is written in 70 lines. Shirat Hayam is written in 30 lines. The first, starting with Az Yashir, is written as a regular line, and the following lines mostly alternate between lines of the form in Shirat HaZinu and lines in which there are three blocks of text separated by two spaces, one word at the beginning, one word at the end, and a longer block of 3 to 5 words in the middle. We'll read the closing lines of the Perek. Kol ha-Tora kula, bein bashirot, bein bishar ha-ktav, yitkavein shetehe otz mucha l'chaverta, biyoter v'lo tidbakba, v'lo tidrachek mimena, kedei shelo tira'e ha-teva kishtei tevot, ela ye bein ot la-ot kechut ha-sa'ara, v'im hirchik ot me-ot, ad shetira'e ha-teva kishtei tevot, l'tinok sheino ragil, harei ze pasal, ad shitakein. In all parts of the Torah, including the two shirot, the sofer must be careful not to make too large a distance between letters. Of course, letters should not touch, but the space between them should be only a hair's breadth, and letters which are part of one word should not look as if they are separated into two words. In a case of doubt, we ask a child who isn't familiar with the text to read it, and see if he thinks the letters are one word or two. If he reads them as two words, then the text is invalid and must be corrected. Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishneh Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.